Hallelujah. Yes, Korean Nanato. Clean Doskel Hodo Dadala Etima. Gendor Dot Tiscalato Dado Probat. Indus Quiddy Quo. The Anantosia. Margaret. For the time coming, he said the world will be looking like it's getting the short end of things, that things will escalate and happen more and more on a world scale. But for you who've known what I've said, and what's been declared in my word, you can begin to look up and know. Then the great times of sorrows and trouble, I'll accompany and precede that with a mighty, mighty harvest of souls. So the last part was, do not be moved by what you see or hear or even feel. But only be moved by what you believe, which is His truth and His word. And yes, you wait till the mighty hand of God reaches down and grabs a hold of Tulsa. Hallelujah, Jesus. So don't be alarmed. Don't be moved by what you see. And when circumstances come real close to you and they threaten, God's already outlined it in about 100 places how we're supposed to handle those kinds of things. And it's not with fear and unbelief. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. So, just being kind, I ask you at times, do you mind raising your hands? But I might not be kind anymore. Raise your hands. Father, I just want to thank you once again for the information and how you've let us in on things and how a year ago you let us know that the devil was going to try to unglue the foundation of this place, as he's done in many places. But Father, we're so thankful. And I know that just like we're standing here, that one day we'll be standing there. Will be in His presence. I mean, 40 years ago, you'd had trouble predicting sitting here. But you're here. We'll all be there. I mean, it'll be as real as we're looking at each other and facts and history. Only we're really going to be bad. I mean, we're really going to be glad. I mean, really glad. Because we didn't let our lives slip by. Even if it was in the latter part, we still declared war. And we already know that we have won. In Jesus' name. So hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me kind of illustrate how this works. I could use you for. Was you catching? Use a catcher. Oh, that's funny. I just picked up all this stuff.
I want to stand in for my brother.
It's your brother. Yeah. Was you going to stay in the line?
Yes.
He usually catches. Will that tell you what's going to happen? If you don't look in that direction, happy, no matter what hell looks like at the moment, then you're wasting that minute. Father, in Jesus' name, free. Free. Okay, let me borrow you guys for a minute. Hallelujah. Now why would the Lord say, yeah, you can, why would he say to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers, for the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few? Yeah. Well, why would we pray him, Lord, to send forth laborers? I mean, he's the one that died for them. Why is he going to, why don't he do it? Why don't he send them? He did the first 12. See, here on this planet, we have authority. We're his hands, his mouth. Whatever he does through the body. So when we say, we pray the Lord of the harvest, it looses him. I gave at least 7 testimonies of relatives that I brought to God and dropped them off that wasn't saved. And how that I left him with such a finality and trusted him. The Lord of the harvest. He sent labor after labor. I mean, he cornered him. I mean, everywhere you turn, you get cornered. Freedom is waiting there. Because that's exactly what it does. It looses him. With my son David, like he was having a hard time and wanting to be confirmed, you know, God, kind of. But really way up in the desert of Yucca Valley above Palm Springs, I said, went way up in the mountains to do a meeting for a friend, and David drove the van. And some of you know the story. All the family was in a van. We were together. He said, "Can I go snake hunting tonight?" If you know David, you know he's Crocodile Dundee. So he was hunting all over in little dirt roads and finally kind of got lost and seen his little building, kind of a story looking thing and dirt. And he pulls up and he said, two guys came out, he said. And they walked up to the van. He wanted to ask them some questions, maybe get something to drink. And all of a sudden one of them jumped back and says, "Where'd you get that book?" And it was The Walk of the Spirit in the back seat. David said, "My dad wrote it." He said, "He didn't either." He had to show him his ID, his driver's license. Then the guy just lost it. I mean, he lost it. They went to a little Pentecostal church. His wife and I think 2 of his children was killed in a car wreck. I said, "I don't believe in a God who takes his kids." I don't believe in him. But when he woke up that morning, he remembered that she had got a hold of a book and she loved it, was just beginning to read it. So this morning I told God, that I would believe. If I could meet the man that wrote that book by tonight. I live 900 miles away. David said, let's go. He laid out under the power for 30 minutes in front of a hotel. And when he got up, he said, God is God. I know what happened to him was tough, and devil looking for a way in. But when he cried out, God was able to come into that and answer it. He did. So when you pray the Lord of the harvest, and you name somebody and give him authority to go after him, you know what happens? Boy, I'm sure glad I'm got out of that wild church where they shout and women wear their hair in buns and there's nobody with pants on. They don't. So I'm sure glad I got free from that.
Hey, I'm from God. I'm supposed to tell you something.
What?
Well, if you walk with me, I got some things to show you. Some things to tell you.
Oh, well. You a laborer or something? Sin, blah, blah, blah.
I just walk with God.
Okay, I'll keep in mind.
I just walk with God.
Okay.
Hey, God sent me to remind you.
What?
He sent me with an anointing. God sent me with an anointing to remind you that God has set you free.
Oh, yeah, I'm right. Okay. Gee.
God sent me to use you free.
Is this ever going to get old? Well, let's find out. I'm pretty tough.
I have been sent from God. And he says you have been set free.
Okay, all right. He will go after them. What do you think? When there was only three people on this earth, that death nature wiped a third of the population out. When Cain killed Abel. You think of us three, you know. Well, it goes on a global one nation. I want what that other one has. They blow them all to pieces and go get it. Killing each other all the time. It wasn't different then. It's only four people. And he did everything he did when there was only four people. You think for 1 minute you're worth less than any single one of them? God doesn't have truth. He is truth. And since He is truth, then truth cannot lie. Then did He not give us the most powerful thing that He has? His Word. What can we not do? He said, all things are possible to him that believeth. What mountain can you not move? You pray the Lord of the harvest for somebody that's lost her. That's just how he goes after them. And he won't stop. Whew. giving me the most powerful thing he has, his word. When disease says, I'm the kind that'll kill you in 6 months, you say, you're the kind that'll do nothing. I've got word from somebody else who loved me. He's loved me since the beginning. And he loves me now. And the thing he's given me is his word. And he told me that I'm free from you. I used to think that I moved God with my much speaking. I had to figure confession out. Walk around calling yourself healed. Then I finally found out I wasn't talking God into anything. It was me. It was me. I'm the one that was getting the results from it. You can't call yourself something hour after hour without eventually ending up believing it yourself. And when you do, so how did that take place? Let's talk about your accent for a minute. I love the Brits. I love how they talk. Let's just say I became a missionary for 20 years in Great Britain from the time I was 10 till I was, how many is it? 10? 30. And when I left, I was a rugged mountain kid. You know, how y'all doing? I get back from Britain. Tally ho the fox and all that sort of rot. So you said you're never going to do that.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're talking like a Brit. How'd your brain do that? What cut the little curves in your brain waves that sent it down through your tongue and caused it to go
the fox
instead of a fox? Let's see. You can't hear an accent without ending up talking like that and hardly even knowing it. You can't hear truth that God has spoken and not have it not affect you. It'll bring you across the line whether you're even knowing it or not. One day you get up and say, I don't know what's so hard about that. You can't walk the floor and say, no, you can't, devil, you liar. I'm not being healed. I am healed. Well, any pain shoots through you. I'm free. I'm free.
Well, you're not going to be healed.
That's right, because I already am. Hallelujah. Well, it's the love that is making me know more about you. Somebody was going to, if your wife was standing here by me and we were talking and a guy jumps out with a knife and he's going to kill one of us, which one would you protect? See there? Too bad this isn't Valentine's Day or something, you know. Of course you'd jump out and protect her. So you can know too. When the devil jumps out and says he's going to kill you or illegally, guess who God says going to jump in and set free? Yes, rotando. I didn't know he was going to want me to say anything. I was going to cover three or four places in the Word that says what you're supposed to be doing when you're hit by the hardest. Your mind, your circumstances. And I keep finding it all over the place, and the same system sets the person free. And it has to do with that love of God. As much as I'd like to dive in, I can't right now. I can't tell you this much. The more I used to try to get him to love me more, but I couldn't, because he is love. I'm trying to get him to love me more, and he's trying to get me to receive the love he's always loved me with. And as it does increase in you, don't think for a minute you won't see the worth of people. I don't care if they're the one that's supposed to pull the switch on the electric chair you're sitting in. When that love can take advantage of the capacity that you have that cost Jesus everything to give to you, if you start loving people that much, you're going to turn everything God is loose on them.
Well, is there something I can do on purpose?
Oh, yeah. You ever heard of praying in tongues? You didn't even think that was funny, did you? There's one more key that ministers to the fellowship and and he's given me several keys. Like I said, I don't get to teach today. It goes back to when he was first trying to get me into worship, and I ignored him for an entire year. I knew less about that than anything. Finally, when he got serious, well, he was, but see, I prayed in tongues, and it was in God's plan. I was not getting away from it or quit praying. I had a choice. I saw a rock land in the pond. The first little wave went every nook and cranny. The second one followed. went to every nook and cranny and filled the whole pond with the ripple. And so it was with the third. Only it was different. And the first one was my spirit that it would be filled up with the presence of His awareness and His love and an ongoing communion and fellowship. After it worked in that nature for a while, then it spread to my soul, which mind, will, and intellect, the emotions, it began to conquer that territory. That devil can come with a machine gun. It's going to do nothing. I loved it in the emotional world when he comes and threatens you, he thinks he's a lion or something. And your soul's being fed by the peace generated by the love of God that you matured in through worship. We talked about private. Don't get enough out here. And the fourth one, third way, it was geography. Meaning not only your spirit and your soul, but that tangible presence will begin to manifest itself in the compassion and power. After those first visits, I couldn't even get up without crying, but it didn't matter. Because when I'd try to teach to the people, they'd start crying. How many remember when we went through that baptism? That bawling and bawling and... Well, guess what the next step entails? It's hard for him to use you when you're going around killing the Abels. Get rid of it. You had enough? You're healed. Well, I've been through something the last few days, and boy, no, last week. Boy, did I have opportunity to worship God. God gets a little mixed up in the scripture, you know, count it all joy. Count it all joy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, count. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, testings, and trials. 7,863,007,000. Knowing this, and your faith's put on trial, it works patience. And if you let it have its work, you'll become mature and tired and lacking nothing. Then he went on to cover everything with the wisdom. Wisdom was a product to come out of that. And guess what wisdom contained? Peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated without hypocrisy. And he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give all men liberty. Let him ask in faith, for a double-minded man's unstable in all these ways. He has it, dubious, irresolved over everything, thinks, feels, or decides. That man should not think he'll receive anything from God. You want me to say it again? Hallelujah. So come on. That problem isn't bigger than the word. much less you. It's not bigger than you are either. Hallelujah.